This is a Vault Studios production.
I'm Rudy Trevino. This is Selena, A Star Dies in Texas, Chapter 5. It's October 1995. Yolanda Saldivar has been found guilty of the murder of Selena Quintanilla Perez. The defense argument that it was an accident failed to convince jurors. They believe, like so many others outside the courthouse, that Yolanda Saldivar was fully aware of what she did when she aimed the gun and pulled the trigger. Saldivar is facing anywhere from 5 years to life behind bars. The sentiment outside the courthouse, as you can imagine, is strongly in favor of life in prison. Selena's family and friends nervously wait to hear Yolanda's sentence, including Julie Ramirez, the woman who once designed Selena's stunning, one-of-a-kind concert outfits. My colleague, KHOU 11's Grace White, asked Ramirez what she thinks about Yolanda's accident defense.
What did you make of Yolanda's story, that it was an accident?
I don't believe that, because knowing Selena, knowing Yolanda, and the situation, Selena had a lot of trust in us. I mean, if it would have been an accident, Selena never would have ran off. She would have stayed there. And Yolanda was a registered nurse. If it would have been an accident, Selena would have stayed there, and Yolanda should have been able to put a tourniquet on her, something to stop the bleeding, which she didn't, because Selena was running for her life. And she was trying to get away from her.
Julie Ramirez also questions why Yolanda would even have a gun.
We never needed a gun for anything. Nobody carried guns. And for her to have a gun, it was just unbelievable. And then to pull it out like that, even if the gun had gone off, she pulled it out for a reason. So it was not an accident. And I feel like she's that, well, that's the end of me, you know, I'm not going to be around anymore. And she just lost it because Selena was breaking all ties with her at the time.
Was it hard for you to look back on and realize the person who killed Selena was in her inner circle?
Yeah.
Where you were.
Yes. And so little by little, Yolanda just kept getting more and more and more and getting into everything and doing more things for her. And she just took her for granted and took advantage of Selena.
The jury takes less than 3 hours to deliberate. Although briefly, there's a holdout.
And there was a holdout juror.
There was a holdout who told us afterwards that he was holding out for 40 years because he thought in 40 years she could be rehabilitated.
Like I said, I wanted her to be able to have a chance for parole, say like after 20 years. 20 years is a long time. The lady would have been 55 years old.
Prosecutor Carlos Valdez says he really didn't know what the jury would decide.
And this jury was very difficult to read. I had a difficult time. Most of the time you can tell when somebody's listening to you and when somebody's agreeing with your position, because most of the time they nod their head. This jury is very difficult. But as they're coming out after the punishment, they were out several hours on punishment. When they're coming out, I look at the foreman, and he's looking at me, and just the way he looked at me, I told Skirka, who was standing next to me, we got life in prison, because just the way he looked at me, he gave me that look like, you got what you asked for.
And outside the courtroom, again, fans crowd around radios as the punishment is read by Judge Mike Westergren.
We, the jury, having found the defendant guilty of murder, assess her punishment of confinement in the institutional division of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for life. Signed, foreman of the bench of the jury.
Again, fans celebrate in the streets and across Houston, Corpus Christi, and Texas. And Valdez, his work done, meets with Selena's family and her widow, Chris Pettis.
And that moment, he hugged me so hard. And when he was hugging me, he said in my ear, thank you so much for saying the things that I could never say. And that reminded me at that time why I had decided to become a prosecutor, is for moments like that. It's not for pay, it's not for adulation, it's not for fame. It's for when the family of a victim says, thank you so much for saying the things in public that I wish I could say. And that happened.
Not surprisingly, Doug Tinker and the defense team promise to appeal.
We will appeal the case, or if she'll let me, I will. If she is mad at me by now, then someone else will do what they can to continue to fight for Yolanda Saldivar.
Valdez and the prosecution note that this is the same defense team that promised to prove Saldivar innocent. The motion for a new trial doesn't go anywhere, and Valdez celebrates the jury's sentence.
People who are convicted of murder in Harris County face the most serious possible punishment under the law. That this type of behavior will not be tolerated in an organized society, especially here in Harris County.
The following month, Yolanda Saldivar begins serving her life sentence for the murder of Celina Quintanilla in Gatesville, Texas.
And then came 2005, you know, it was the 10-year anniversary of her death when she was shot in that motel room.
10 years into Yolanda Saldivar's life sentence for the murder of Celina, reporter Sarah Lucero from Ken's 5 in San Antonio is granted a jailhouse interview with the convicted killer.
And I thought, you know, I think people still want to hear from Yolanda. I think people would be very interested to see what she had to say after all these years. You know, she's been imprisoned and she hasn't said much about what happened in that hotel room. What happened? What did she say? You know, why did she shoot Celina?
But before meeting with Yolanda, Sarah meets Yolanda's sister, Maria Elida Saldivar, on the south side of San Antonio.
She showed me suitcases of Selena's clothes that she had in the living room, and they were outfits that she said Celina wore for her concerts, wore for her music videos. And I looked at some of the outfits, she pulled them out, and they did look like a lot like some of the things that I saw Celina wearing in her music videos. So it looked like it was her clothes. And she told me that she had that suitcase there because Celina planned to run away to Mexico with a plastic surgeon who she'd fallen in love with and was no longer in love with her husband. So, you know, that only she and Yolanda really knew that Celina had those plans to run off.
We'll hear more about an alleged affair from Yolanda herself. It's one of the so-called secrets that she and her family seem to return to again and again.
And Yolanda knew about that relationship.
Yes. She tried to make it, and Celina understand that that was a no-no for her because, you know, he was a very older man than her.
Part of the day is spent talking about a book, memories that Yolanda is sharing with her sister in letters that she's putting into a memoir for her sister.
You put together all these things, Elida, over the years,
mm-hmm.
and helped Yolanda put together all these documents, and you've written a book.
Yes.
And really the purpose of that book is to talk about the relationship between Celina and Yolanda?
Right. Uh-huh.
What is it that you say in the book about that?
Well, in reality, you know, it's not that people thought at that time. I don't know. I mean, we come across a lot of people that have changed their mind, has seen it, that in reality, Yolanda and Celina did have a friendship as a good friends. They care for each other as friends, not as lesbians, as they used to put them.
Elida talks about Yolanda's role in Celina's life, how she was trying to help Celina. She wasn't stealing from the business.
And when Yolanda started showing Celina what reality, where her money was going to, that's when Mr. Quintanilla got so upset because she was trying to make Celina understand that what she was investing her money was not being invested right. It was invested wrong. Mm-hmm. And according, well, I guess that's what Yolanda was saying. Your money from your music, you're just wasting it. It's not enough of what you're making.
Sarah asks Elida about that morning, March 31st, 1995. What she knows about what happened.
What was actually going to happen? Did Celina go to the motel to fire Yolanda? Because that's what people think.
Yeah, that's what they think, you know. But there's a letter. Yolanda was the one that resigned because she was tired of Mr. Quintanilla threatening Yolanda.
Elida digs through her stack of documents and brings out a letter of resignation.
So she was resigning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that letter was written on the 13th of March.
And why was she leaving the company? Why was she resigning?
Because she was tired of Quintanilla threatening her.
And what would he say in his threats?
That he better get away from Selena and stop putting her nose where it don't belong.
They talk more about the morning of Selena's death, the autopsy report, the gun and the bullet, police reports. All of it, seemingly some kind of evidence for Yolanda's family that she shouldn't be behind bars.
But you're not saying Yolanda has said that she fired the gun.
No.
Accidentally.
All she remembers is that it went when she went her with her hand up and it went off. I mean, that's our theory. Could it be that somebody was standing by the stairs? Mm-hmm. In reality, or they were not trying to shoot Selena. They were trying to kill Yolanda.
It's a theory that might come as a surprise out of nowhere. 10 years after Selena's death, 10 years into Yolanda's sentence, the idea that someone else fired the weapon that killed Selena. Someone who wanted Yolanda dead. Before Sarah leaves the house, Elida puts a cassette tape into a player. The voices you'll hear are Selena and Yolanda talking to boutique employees about plans to improve the stores, to improve customer service.
We want it to be where you guys have fun. You're not just going to work and you're just there. You know, it's actually giving you something to better yourself. You're looking for ways to better yourself and the way you perform your duties. And they'll be awarded with maybe dinner for two at a really nice restaurant or $5,000 or...
You know, I think she played the tapes for me because she wanted me to know what the relationship was like between Yolanda and Selena. She wanted to show me. She was like, look, listen to their conversations with each other. They were so happy. They were real friends. There's no way Yolanda would have ever hurt her because you can hear the closeness, you can hear the friendship, you can hear the love between them. You know, it was like two sisters. They would never hurt each other. Yolanda would never hurt Selena. So that's what they wanted to prove to me, I think, by letting me listen to those tapes.
You know, these are going to be on. Does everybody feel like a goodbye from this? Do you feel it's going to better everything?
If y'all don't say something.
You might not think it's bad right now, but it could be better. It could be tons better. And we have another guy that's coming in from marketing that's going to be explaining, and I want to talk to the your girls from the boutique if you guys want to come in and sit in. He is... one of the best hairstylists.
That's a prime example. That's the way they all used to be, laughing and playing around or joking. Or, you know, they would talk about business and then they would start joking around. They were never mad. You know, they could never say that they were angry at each other.
Soon after sitting down with her, Sarah makes the trip to the women's prison in Texas to visit Yolanda.
I remember her walking in to the room and thinking, oh my God, I can't believe I'm in the room with the same person that took the life of such an iconic person. You know, I was in the room with Selena's killer, you know, the woman who in cold blood pulled the trigger. You know, in a blind rage, in a jealous rage. I don't know what it was, but something that made her, you know, take the life of a celebrity that so many people loved. And this woman walked in and she was so small. She was maybe 5'2". And I know she looked smaller, like she'd lost weight in prison. She walked in, she sat down, and we started talking.
Sarah asked Yolanda about the book, her memoirs, that Yolanda's sister is helping to write.
So, Yolanda, for many, many years, a lot of people have painted you out to be just the person who ended the life of this Texas star. Will this book change the public perception about you?
I have no desire to change nobody's mind. I really don't. I feel that if anyone wants to know the truth about me and Selena and the relationship, our friendship that we had, they will look at the facts and not merely what they've read, what's been told to them, what's been manipulated in their minds. If they really, really, really want to know about her, they will sit down and review the facts. And that's what my sister's trying to put together is the facts. I honestly believe that there's two sides to every pancake, you know, and so.
Does it make you angry when people talk about, people say that you were obsessed with her and that there was a lesbian affair going on? Does that make you angry?
No. People has been fed so much information, so much information that's been misinterpreted, construed, manipulated. What I can say this is, if any fan or anybody that has ever loved Selena, if they even dare think that Selena had any type of lesbian relationship with me or that I had with her, then that person's not a fan of hers. That's not respect for Selena. Selena was a person who not only before she even became a star, is a human being. She had people that she can confide in. She felt like she could confide in me in a lot of things. For example, Dr. Martinez. It was only me and her and Dr. Martinez in your relationship in Drove. None of her fans, none of her employees, none of her family knew about that. So that doesn't make me obsessed. That doesn't make me be a fanatic for her or a lesbian relationship. We had a close relationship as a friend, and she had the care for me to at times to call me mom, and it was not because I was taking the place of her mother, but it's in our Mexican culture, it's like if I tell my sister mom or you know, or mama, you know, it's just an endearment, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And if any of her fans ever think like that, then they're not true fans.
I know I tried to go round and round with her on what happened in that hotel room. She was very evasive, very elusive, never really wanted to answer the question, and always said there was more that would be revealed very soon and people would find out what really happened, and she was writing that book and it would all be revealed. And she never wanted to admit that she shot Selena, that she pulled the trigger.
Instead, she talks about her friendship with Selena, the singer's ups and downs, Yolanda's own grief, and their bond.
To that day that I interviewed her, to that very day, 10 years after she shot Selena, she still said, you know, Selena saw her as a confidant, as her best friend, as her right-hand person. You know, they were like sisters. They were like a mother-daughter. They, you know, leaned on each other for everything, and Selena leaned on her for everything and counted on her for everything. So in her mind, they were still, that was still the relationship they had. You know, there was never anything that happened that would have come between that.
In Yolanda's mind, in her words, she was there to console Selena, to help figure out what's going on, to solve her problems. But she never takes the blame for the financial mess or the bounced checks.
So did you embezzle money?
No, not a single cent. There's not one single cent that the prosecution has ever been able to prove in a court of law that I embezzled one single cent. You know why they can't prove it? Because there's no evidence, there's no facts. And there never will be. Because when the facts are laid out, they're going to see that not only the Selena was in a jam back in 1994, even before I even started working for her, that she never was able to recover.
And then finally, Yolanda turns to the question of her own guilt or innocence.
There's one thing that Carlos Valdez, which is the prosecutor, said, that he was able to convince all the public of my guilt, but he was not able to convince my family. Well, how can he convince my family when we have the facts in front of us?
But then again, Yolanda pivots or ignores the murder charge. She's talking about the money.
He's not going to be able to convince us, because that's why he was never, ever, ever be able to prosecute me for embezzlement, because it didn't happen. And it not one cent.
But Sarah Lucero's not giving up. She pushes Yolanda to talk about the day of the murder.
If you could do anything differently on that day, what would you have done differently the day of the shooting?
I would have allowed her to continue going the way she was going. Just, I didn't want to go further. You know, I felt it was instead of running, instead of hiding, just, you know, to come up front and say she's troubled, you know, and she has concerns, she has worries, and she's hurting, and she's having sorrow and pain, and see for what she is, and, you know, stop making her make irrational decisions, you know. She was making them left and right, day in and day out. And
when you say you would have allowed her to continue further, so what is that?
In a relationship
with
Dr. Martinez. If she wanted to leave, she could leave, you know. If she wanted to stay, she could stay. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to comment. I didn't want to say nothing. I didn't want to be the gopher, so to speak, between them anymore. You know what I'm saying? Just nothing.
Again, when pressed about that day, Yolanda goes back to Selena's alleged affair with the doctor in Mexico.
And Yolanda, you know, I guess in the 10 years or 9 years since then, the times that I've seen you talk about it, I don't know if I've ever seen you cry.
Believe me, if there's anyone that carries such a big pain, it's me. I think of the good times that we had and the bad times that we had and the things that we could have done differently. And I cry myself to the point where I feel like I cry for both of us, you know. The things that we tried to accomplish together, the things that she strived for, and somehow it just didn't materialize, because instead of people supporting her and supporting us, they were such against us, and she had a lot going for her, a lot. And people didn't give her that chance. They didn't. And I felt like she would be here with us, you know, if when I extended, you know, it wasn't one time or twice that I went out of my way to tell people about what's going on with her, and they won't listen to me. And those are the times that really hurt me, because I felt like maybe I should have pushed a little bit more, you know. And I didn't. And I just feel like she would be with us. I really do. And no one hurts more than me. No one. I remember her. I pray for her soul, and I'm a true believer. I'll see her again. I will see her again.
What do you think you would say to her if she were standing here right now?
What would I say to her? I would say I'm sorry. That I love her. And that I wish things would have been different. And I wish that I could have given her more support than what I did. I regret some of the decisions that I made, you know, and I can't do nothing about it now other than to grieve and to have pain. And she knows, I feel she knows that I cry. And she knows that I have a lot of pain inside. And I feel like one day she will forgive me, or that she's already forgiven me, I feel. She wants me to be strong, I feel. And she wants me to say her story. She was a victim. I'm a victim myself from the snares of her family. And I feel like if they really wanted to know what really went on in her life the last few months, instead of manipulating and confusing people all these years, you know, what was happening to her? You know, there's not one effort, by no one, not her husband, not her family, to want to know.
To hear Yolanda tell it, the words she uses, it's as if they were in it together right up until the end. And years later, they're still in it together. It's not just I or me for Yolanda. It's us.
And I feel that's her pain and my pain. It's like everybody wants to paint a picture, and it's not that picture. It's a different picture. people need to give us a chance to say the truth. And God knows I'm telling you the truth. You either believe the facts or you don't.
But the facts are that Yolanda Saldivar killed Selena. The facts are that multiple Days Inn employees saw and heard the singer run into the lobby.
Now, some people have asked and wondered why the day that she did get shot, why you didn't help her? You had a nursing background.
I did. I tried. I called 911. I didn't know where she had gone. I did not know. But certainly, sure, I would have helped her.
And then, before it's over, Yolanda goes back to what she did.
This world is just passing on, you know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'll see her again. I'll tell her I'm sorry, Selena.
It was almost like she still had that same obsession with Selena and was in denial over, you know, what happened in that motel room. And it's like she blocked out those 8 seconds, blocked out when someone pulled the trigger, when she pulled the trigger. It didn't happen. You know, she was in denial and in some sort of a, you know, la-la land that everything, you know, with their relationship was fine. And people would find out what really happened one day, and that it had so much to do with her wanting to run off to Mexico with the plastic surgeon she fell in love with. I mean, she just went round and round and round on everything but why she shot Selena. She didn't want to go there. And I tried, you know, I know I was in there and went round and round and round with her, and she didn't want to answer that question directly. She was very indirect about it.
Thank you. Well, Yolanda, thank you. It was good to see you again.
See you, and be careful going back with Bobby's ring.
The interview ends. Despite all the documents and audio tapes and piles of so-called evidence that Yolanda's family clings to, despite whatever Yolanda says all these years later about her relationship with Selena, despite all the allegations of an affair in Mexico and threats made by her father, Yolanda Saldivar was found guilty of murder. Unless we're willing to believe Yolanda to create some motive or scenario that makes any sense at all, we're left with what we know: the evidence, the facts, the truth. Next time on Selena, A Star Dies in Texas.
I think Yolanda's also still holding on to that little bit of nugget that she has, right? Which is the fame of killing Selena, because she's still very adamant that she has another secret of Selena that she won't tell anybody. She's going to take that secret to the grave.
One other thing that Yolanda's sister said that I thought was interesting, I'm sure you've heard it before, but she said they were not trying to kill Selena, they were trying to kill Yolanda.
Who's they?
Selena, A Star Dies in Texas is a Vault Studios production in collaboration with KIIT-TV in Corpus Christi, KHOU in Houston, WFAA in Dallas, KENS 5 in San Antonio, and our network of TV stations across Texas. Special thanks to Grace White at KHOU and former KENS 5 anchor Sarah Lucetto. The Vault Studios team includes executive producers Will Johnson and Adam Ostro, and investigative journalist Jessica Knoll. Audio production by Richard Humphreys at Tacoma Media in Silver Spring, Maryland. Visit our website at vaultstudios.com to learn more about our podcasts, including Bardstown and The Officer's Wife. And you can find us on Facebook at Inside the Crime Vault if you'd like to talk about this case and learn about other stories we're covering. For Vault Studios and KIIT-TV, I'm Rudy Trevino.